fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Happy July. Let's kick off a new month of Sunny Side of Sports shows with African football. The continent's premier tournament, the Africa Cup of Nations, has been postponed by 1 year and will now take place in Cameroon in January 2022. The Confederation of African Football's Executive Committee, meeting by video conference, also made several other decisions in the wake of the coronavirus crisis. It said another tournament to be hosted by Cameroon, the African Nations Championship for home-based players in Africa, has been postponed to January 2021. That event was originally scheduled for April 2020. The CAF Executive Committee added that it's satisfied with the Cameroonian authorities for their commitment towards hosting the two competitions. The COVID-19 health crisis has suspended football across much of Africa since March. And in terms of the Africa Cup of Nations, the pandemic left little time to complete the qualification competition for the 24-team tournament. In other decisions, the CAF Executive Committee said the 2020 African Women's Cup of Nations tournament has been canceled. It also announced the formation of a new CAF Women's Champions League to begin play in 2021. CAF also revealed the format for this year's semifinals of its two main men's club competitions, the Champions League and the Confederation Cup. It said they will be played in a Final Four format with one-leg matches in September rather than home and away ties as in recent years. The Confederation of African Football is also offering financial support to member associations during the COVID-19 pandemic. CAF says it has allocated an additional $16.2 million, with each member association entitled to $300,000. In African women's football, Ugandan defender Jean Seninde recently joined the English club Wakefield Trinity Ladies. The 27-year-old Seninde has also played for other clubs in England, including most recently Queen's Park Rangers. She's been out of regular football for about 2 years, due in part to injuries, and Jean says she hopes her return to football will inspire other young ladies. Magume Davis Rakawinge tells us more from Kampala, Uganda.
Jean Seninde says she's glad she was able to do much for soccer development, even while nursing an injury she sustained some 2 years ago.
With the constant injuries that I was having, it was difficult for me to continue playing. So I gave myself a little bit of time so that I could heal, both mentally and physically. And also, I wanted to do a lot of work with women's football development, which I'm thankful that I got to do and I continue to do. I'm still very committed to that. And yeah, I think for me, it was very good to have that time off.
Seninde, through her foundation, organizes annual women's soccer tournaments, attracting girls across the country and the region. The tournaments are usually held in rural areas, so she can be able to change the bad perceptions people have about women football. She says she believes her new team will benefit from her vast experience, having played for top-tier clubs, Queen's Park Rangers and Crystal Palace.
And now I feel ready. I feel both mentally and physically happy and ready to take things on and see where I can go from here now with Wakefield Trinity women's football team.
Budding soccer player Vanessa Kalunji says she's inspired by seeing this work ethics.
Her patience and the love for soccer she has is something different. You can never find different girls out there or different ladies. She got the injury, she was off like soccer for some time, not being active like playing. but she still didn't give up. She could do her training. When she was given the opportunity, she had to come back stronger and take up the opportunity. I learned, like, you don't have to give up no matter what comes your way.
The 21-year-old goalkeeper believes she will soon become a regular member of the national team, the Crested Cranes, and attract suitors to play in Europe's elite leagues, such as Sendes. Lillian Namaganda, a sports reporter in Uganda, agrees.
If she can play in the UK league at the age of 27, that means that these young girls down here can also make it in life and probably play in a better even league than where Jensenide is at the moment. So I believe it's a matter of hard work and perseverance, because Jean is a hardworking lady, we all know, because down here she's trying to transform the women league into a better league that we can have and probably compete on the continent.
Sininde says such is exactly her challenge.
Playing football has always been a way in which I give back to the Lord. And also I want to see so many other young girls in Uganda who are extremely talented get even better opportunities that I've got. And for me, it's just for them to believe in themselves, for them to look up to someone and see that it's possible.
Wakefield Trinity Ladies Football Club will be hoping the Ugandan defender Sininde helps them get promoted to the National League when women football resumes in September. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
My name is Jean Sininde with the Uganda national team. Listen to Sunny Side of Sport with Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat and dumbolo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, our African Beat host. Now let's go to South Africa, where football fans will be watching their favorite teams on television in empty stadiums when matches resume. Similar scenes of vacant stadiums are playing out now in Europe's top leagues. From Johannesburg, African football analyst Lunga Kapiso tells Iron Mike Mbonye it will take some time to get used to the COVID-19 football experience.
To find that spark without fans has proven to be one of the biggest challenges in the biggest league in global football, the English Premier League. It just doesn't feel the same. And even though in South Africa we do not see the same turnout as you do in English footy, apart from the big derby days here, the small numbers still do make a difference. And it is going to take something for us to appreciate what we see, which may not be an issue because we just want sports to return and seeing the players on the park may be all the spark we want to see. But I anticipate that it's going to feel different. It might feel awkward for some, and it's going to take some time before we accept that for now this is as good as it gets. The standard on the field, I also don't anticipate will be at the level as we saw before we ceased all the live action because of the downtime that players have had in their isolated homes. But for the love of the game, we may find the spark. But it will take a while for fans to remember that this is a new spark that we must find, and not what was, but a new norm. So perhaps the spark now is going back to basics, why we fell in love with football and appreciating just seeing traditional, proper South African football. And that might be the spark that we need. So it's not all too bleak. It just all depends on the perspective of football fans. And I suspect if we just fall in love with the game and we remember why we fell in love with the game, the spark will always be there.
Kaizer Chiefs are leading the league. Do you see Mamelodi Sundowns stopping the table at the end of the season?
Well, can I use the old adage that says in traffic there is no fast or slow car? We move at the mercy of what lies in front of us. Because Chiefs are 1 point ahead. Now, if you speak about it theoretically, Sundowns cash in on the 3 points with their game in hand and Chiefs do not drop any points for the remainder of the season, then theoretically speaking, I don't think Sundowns can catch them. But we have had the long break and conditioning of players may be an issue for many of the clubs, and so it really is going to depend on who turns out on the game day. And now you factor in fatigue because matches are going to be coming in thick and fast with fewer rest days in between games. Also, you must take into consideration that the more testing is done within that medical bubble of the Premier Soccer League, we might potentially see an increase in the number of positive cases. And you've already had some instances where clubs have confirmed positive cases. You look at Kaizer Chiefs with two players. You look at Bloemfontein Celtic. You look at Orlando Pirates. Stellenbosch FC have also had three staff test positive for the virus. So that also will come into play. If these two clubs can avoid that, and obviously the rest of the league, because it doesn't help if other teams are catching the virus and they not. So if the whole league can stay clean, then perhaps there's an opportunity for Sundowns to cash in, but provided that Kaizer Chiefs drops points. If they don't drop points, well, who knows? And you can't, it's sport. That's what we love about it. Everything is not confirmed until the final whistle. What I know for a fact is that Kaizer Chiefs cannot afford to slack, because Sundowns have said they want and they still believe they can compete for this season's title. And you know, Coach Pietso Mosimane is one man you can trust to mean what he says, and he just has a unique way of rallying his troops to go for gold. On the other hand, Chiefs are desperate for another league victory with a five-year drought now. We also cannot count out the impressive SuperSport United this season, and perhaps these close tensions on the table standings are what will give fans the spark. Hey, you never know. Everything is still to play for. How it unfolds, well, I wait in great anticipation, because it should be intriguing football to watch. What happens? You just have to wait and see. The next time we have a conversation, maybe I'll confirm before the season is done that Kaizer Chiefs are the crowned champions of domestic football in South Africa in waiting, or it's too tense to call and we have to wait for the final match. Who knows? Who knows? What I know for a fact is that you better sit on the edge of your seats.
That's African football analyst Lunga Kapiso. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Spotty greetings. I am Lunga Kapiso, an African football analyst. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thank you.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, Bamboozin. DC.
In African boxing, undefeated Rowan Campbell will put his IBO All-Africa Super Middleweight title on the line in early September when he fights fellow South African Reno Liebenberg. The 12-round bout is scheduled for Emperor's Palace near Johannesburg. Campbell is hoping a victory over Liebenberg will lead to a world title shot. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, Darren Taylor tells us more about the 26-year-old Campbell.
This kid can fight. Please welcome to Emperor's Palace.
Campbell's most memorable bout happened last August when he fought Patrick Mukala of the Congo. It happened at Emperor's Palace near Johannesburg, but the number of Mukala supporters in the crowd made it feel more like Kinshasa.
Everyone is rooting for him. The South African-Congo rivalry is quite big in boxing because there's a lot of Congolese which come to South Africa to fight.
Mukala was challenging Campbell for the IBO All-Africa Super Middleweight Championship.
That was my first major fight where everyone thought I was going to lose.
South African's aggressive style, bolstered by his stamina, speed, and renowned power punching, resulted in a technical knockout in round 8, and Mukala's challenge was over. Then, in November, Campbell was pitted against another respected South African boxer, Nicholas Radley.
That was a catch weight, so I was the South African super middleweight champion and he was the South African light heavyweight champion. And they wanted to see who was the best out of the two of us. So I came up to fight him and then I ended up knocking him out in the fourth round.
Campbell was rewarded for his record of 12 pro fights, 12 victories, 8 via knockouts, with an opportunity to fight Russia's Evgeny Shvedenko for the IBO world title. But then the coronavirus pandemic swept the world. Campbell says he sank into a week of depression when the match was called off.
It really affects me because, of course, I wanted the world title. The doors would have opened, even on the ranking system. They would have put me on the top 20 in the rankings, possibly. That's a big thing for South Africa.
He says he'd felt in supreme shape and confident that he'd beat Shvedenko.
Now, we don't know if it's postponed or if it's cancelled, which also makes it so hard. There's no clarity to what's coming up in the future.
But Campbell insists he's not going to sulk.
Let's say this whole virus ends in 2 months. You might get like a month notice to go fight.
He says he'll be ready for his crack at the world IBO super middleweight belt.
So I have managed to stay active. I have a whole bunch of weights. I've been skipping a lot and I have like a bag at home. So I've been hitting it quite often and training quite regularly.
Campbell says the South African boxing scene was blossoming before the virus stalled it.
We have Kevin Lorena, who's the IBO cruiserweight champion, who's doing unbelievably. We have Tabisa Mchunu, who's also in the cruiserweight division, who's doing great. We have so many great fighters that had so many opportunities coming up. And there's so much competition at the moment, which is also great because competition helps fighters just better themselves. We just need to get overseas a bit more. There's only a certain level you can reach here in South Africa. Yeah, you want to go to America or Britain, you know?
He says he's 100% sure that a South African boxer will soon make a big international breakthrough.
Every South African's kind of a fighter. We kind of like, from what we see here, like the Mexicans. South Africans love to fight. So I think in a couple of years' time, South Africa will be regarded as a Mexico in regards to boxing.
It's Campbell, who's first in the queue of South African pugilists, waving their sombreros and blowing their vuvuzelas, desperate to prove themselves to the world. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.
Listeners, this is Masembe Isaac, silver medalist from All Africa Games 2019. Listen to Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
VOA's Gwen Uden joins us now with a preview of Thursday's match between Manchester City and newly crowned English Premier League football champions Liverpool. Gwen says Man City will honor Liverpool. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Liverpool will make their first on-field appearance as Premier League champions on Thursday in their away game against Manchester City. And ahead of the match, Man City manager Pep Guardiola said his side will give Liverpool a guard of honor when the teams meet at Etihad Stadium.
We're going to do the guard of honor, of course. Are you sure always we receive Liverpool in when they came to our house in an incredible way? So they cannot complain, and of course we are going to do it because they deserve it.
You could say Pep is paying it forward. Man City received the Guard of Honor from Swansea City after clinching the Premier League title last season. And Pep says as his side honors this year's champions, he looks forward to helping his team learn from their mistakes and come back stronger next season.
In the sport, you have to meet in the future, in the next one. But never, never you have to make a little bit one eye to to what we have done. So don't forget, we are an incredible club, incredible organization, and what you have to do is learn. So I think we know the reason why we suffered this season, and we're going to try to solve it next season.
But we still have to finish out this season. Liverpool have broken the record for the earliest English top flight title win in history. And manager Jurgen Klopp says with 7 games remaining, his team will not be stopped.
The consistency the boys really showed is so exceptional. I cannot describe it. And we will not stop. That's it. We will not stop. We really have to and will stay focused, because we see the opportunity, but will not stop doesn't mean that we will win everything. We just want to improve, because the other teams they are really good already and will be better and stuff like this. And City is anyway absolutely exceptional. So I cannot promise that we win something, but I can promise that we try everything to improve, and that's, I think, possible, because there are football parts we can improve. Of course, the consistency is difficult to improve. If we could keep that level of consistency, that would be already nice. And we were really good, because even the games we lost were not bad. For example, when we lost last season at Man City, it was because of 11 millimeter or whatever. So it wasn't a bad game from us against a super team.
Last year, Liverpool finished the season just 1 point behind Manchester City as runners-up in the Premier League. The Reds found redemption when they lifted the Champions League trophy that same year. But Klopp says amid such staunch competition, there's no guarantee for future glory.
I'm not sure it was possible to do more than we did last year. So now, like, from a training intensity point of view or stuff like this, we were already squeezing everything out. So it helped massively that we won the Champions League in the end, because we didn't go out of that season with empty hands or with losing the league title, if you want. We left the season with a Champions League win. That was obviously massive, but and that helps as well from a confidence point of view, makes you from the nearly man to a serial winner, whatever people are making of this kind of thing. But it's that was the situation. So we knew, and that's clear in this league. If you want to win the league, it's pretty much not allowed to lose any game. This is now only a moment. Today we sit here and talk about it. Tomorrow we train. And then we prepare the City game. That's how it is. It's still a nice moment, but we have 7 games to go. And we want to play our best football in these games. And hopefully we can do that.
And Klopp says in order to win his remaining games, the team must continue to improve.
We were good 4 years ago. We were really good 3 years ago. We were unbelievable good last year. The consistency we showed there was already incredible. And then smashing this record pretty much, at least until this point of the season, because so far we don't have the numbers, obviously the number of points from last season, is absolutely exceptional and second to none, I know, to be honest. That's really unbelievable, difficult to get there, and it's all about the boys' commitment and desire and understanding of the club's heart and soul, and that made it happen. And I'm thankfully part of this.
And much praise has been showered on Jurgen Klopp for his role in transforming Liverpool into Premier League champions and turning doubters into believers. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Carl Lewis. The 9-time Olympic champion was born July 1st, 1961, in Birmingham, Alabama. Lewis is regarded as one of the greatest athletes in track and field history. He was a dominant sprinter and long jumper. In the long jump, Carl Lewis won the gold medal at 4 consecutive Olympic Games. Los Angeles, 1984, Seoul, 1988, Barcelona, 1992, and Atlanta, 1996. Happy 59th birthday, Carl Lewis. And that wraps up the July 1st edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Listen to the latest African music, dance to the best African beats from across the African continent, then you don't have a problem. Just tune in to the African beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays at exactly 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. African beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces. So join me, your host, David Bandy, Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time on The Voice of America.
African Beats
is the best. It's number one. We love it.
What's up, Africa? It's Jackson Vunganyi.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
Can I be upfront with you? That's exactly what Nadia and I plan to do every Wednesday at 1730 UTC. Upfront looks at issues that affect you.
Since the world is moving at a faster rate, they need to have a native computer.
Interesting news.
Canadian man was sentenced for drunk driving after being pulled over in his mother's motorized wheelchair. The 35-year-old man was fined and placed on probation.
And of course, music. No clouds in my stones. Entertainment, celebrities, you name it, we'll talk about it.
And of course, we love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts and comments. Our email address is upfront@voanews.com.
So don't forget to check us out every Wednesday at 1730 UTC on The Voice of America.
Hello, sports fans. This is the voice of America's Sonny Young. Please join me Monday through Friday at 1630 and 1830 UTC for the Sunny Side of Sports. On Fridays, you can also hear my expanded 30-minute edition of the show at 1730 UTC, right here on the English to Africa service of the Voice of America.
Tune in to VOA programs on your radio and on the internet. We bring you news about Africa and the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. News, talk shows, sports, music, everything you want to hear. Available on the radio and the web on The Voice of America. Find the VOA program guide at www.voanews.com and check local listings for stations near you that carry VOA programming.
This is Science in a Minute.
The Breakthrough Listen Initiative has been scanning the skies since 2016 to spot communication that might be transmitted by possible intelligent extraterrestrial beings. The Breakthrough Listen Initiative recently released a collection of data that was gathered by the project's most wide-ranging survey of radio emissions. A Pennsylvania State University-led team is working to find out if extraterrestrials could be employing the transiting method, which our scientists have successfully used to spot exoplanets in order to find Earth. The researchers are studying the Breakthrough Listen data to examine radio signals from 20 nearby stars that align with the plane of Earth's orbit, conditions that would allow extraterrestrials from around those stars to detect Earth. So far, the Penn State team and others have found no signs of extraterrestrial civilizations. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Hey, can you make a one-minute film on your mobile phone? Do you want to try? Join others who are sending in 60-second videos to the Mobile Film Festival Africa. Films can earn cash grants, and there is grand prize of 10,000 euros. Some films will be featured on VOA programs. There is one specific rule. Participants must live on the African continent. Submission deadline is July 7th. To find out more and submit your film, visit www.mobilefilmfestival.africa. That is